But they don't win that game without him. And he does that probably three times a year. Now, what's that worth to you? Because when he lights up like that, everything else works. They correct flaws in your forward line. They correct flaws. He's centre bounce forward. He's Dustin Martin for the Bombers at the moment. So Essendon set the game up for Jake to be his best in all of his strength areas. Same as what the Tigers do for Dusty. And then he tries to deliver for them with his strength areas. When he does, it works big. And when he fails, it doesn't really fail big. He just doesn't influence like he possibly can. So I think given the impact of this guy, I do think he's a $700,000 a year player. I do, because he's going to win you, individually win you, three games a year. And to me, that has a worth. Now, he may take less to stay. He may take less for a longer contract. All those things affected. He may take less to ensure that you can pick up another player at the end of the year, given what this list is doing and where it's going. So that they're all discussions that come on the back of that, and the dollars can drop there forth. But what is a win worth? And when you work out the investment week in, week out in footy, I think you arrive at the same point.
Is he a player who sort of treat him mean to keep him keen? Is there any risk with him on the long-term financially sound contract?
Yeah, see, I think the media get caught up on the dollar figure. I hear more about what players are earning from the media than any other. Look, the players, once players are signed, do you really think that they think when they go out on the ground, oh, I'm a $700,000 a year player, I'd better do this quarter. I'd better do this when the ball comes in. They just play. They just play. So I don't think it's greatly going to affect what Jake does of a weekend or his preparation or any of those sorts of things. But it's just to me, you got to work out what you've got. So we've talked about Carlton paying big money for flanker types that aren't really impacting their back flankers rather than strike forwards. So in at centre bounce, go forward, kick goals. Separate games. That comes at a cost. So I don't really get caught up in once they cross that white line, that that's not even a thought process for these guys.
Yeah, but it's the return against your investment within your cap. So with Stringer, so you say three times, what does he need to lift his output to? So Dustin Martin does it 14 times, and his other eight are pretty great as well.
Yeah. So who else? So take Dusty out of the discussion.
The discussion this morning was DeGoey.
Yeah.
So Tim and Kane were talking about DeGoey.
Yeah.
Which feels like a reasonable comparison.
So is he better? Is he having more impact than DeGoey?
On the games that they are both capable of yesterday's game, and they are both capable of the game where they have no impact.
Yeah. I think his centre bounce work is. When he's in at centre bounce, he's a top five in the AFL return from centre bounce clearances. Top five over the last go 2.5 years. I could get the exact numbers, but he's right up there. So when he goes in, Essendon not only win them, but they score. And that is what you're talking about. You're talking about influence rather than accumulation. And it's different and it's aggressive, and you may pay a price defensively at times for that. But if you're talking about what he delivers, at centre bounce is almost as influential as forward of centre.